This is Terry Lewis, and this is Faith Point, the radio ministry of Faith Point Church in Lexington, Kentucky. Today, it is my privilege and honor to share with you a few moments from a message called New Things. You know, God moves in seasons in our lives, not so much based on what the calendar says, but those designated times that He takes us to new levels of relationship, new heights of understanding and anointing in Him. And today I want to share with you a few moments from this introductory message. Now stay tuned at the end of today's program. Let's pray together. And I want to extend to you my personal invitation for you to join me at a Faith Point worship service this Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. And I'll have more information about that in just a few moments. But for now, let's get into the Word as we talk about new things. Everything God does, He does it for our blessing and His glory. So when we think about that, we understand that God is doing a new thing. It's based on His sovereign plan, and it's based on His perfect will. Now, God said in Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8, "My ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts." God has a plan and a vision. Get this, somebody. God has a plan and a vision for you that goes far beyond what you can see or know. It goes beyond your situation. It goes beyond your bank account. It goes beyond your education. It goes beyond your job. It goes beyond your history. God has a plan that's bigger than all of that. And so one of the first things we have to do when we start thinking about a new thing is we have to be willing to forget the former things. Hallelujah. I don't care where you came from. I don't care what your skin color is. I don't care what side of the track you was raised on. I don't care what your mama said about you or what your daddy said to you. God said, forget that stuff. I got a new thing for you. Some of y'all have been really good people your whole life. Some of y'all got a resume. Some of y'all got a rap sheet. Y'all ain't gonna talk to me this morning. Some of y'all got some stuff in your life. And every time that God starts talking to you about a new thing, then the devil comes along to try to remind you what you used to be. But the Bible says we're gonna forget that stuff. Can I talk to somebody this morning? Forget the former things, because God said, I'm gonna do a new thing. How many knows that the blood of Jesus basically cancels out your history? Look at your neighbor and say, my history is not my destiny. My history is not my destiny. I understand, because when God says, I want to do a new thing, it tells me that God has looked into my future and He has decreed and declared and designed something specifically for my blessing and His glory. If that excites you, go ahead and clap your hands and give Him praise. Hallelujah. Can I go on? When God speaks the word to us, He gives us a vision. Somebody say vision. A vision is a mental picture of a future state that we receive in our spirit. God gives us a snapshot of what He is planning for our future. You may not know everything, but something begins to excite you that says, God's doing something in me. God's doing something for me. I can't see the whole picture, but there's an unexplainable excitement in me that says God's about to do something more. He's about to do something greater. And you need to know that your vision is your God-inspired hope and expectation that's planted inside of your heart, and it's revealed to your spirit by the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of God plants that seed, that vision, in your heart, and it is meant to propel you towards new things in God for you. And if God gives you a vision, it'll come to pass. If God gives you a word, it'll come to pass. If God makes you a promise, it'll come to pass. Do you know in your King James Bible, the term "it came to pass" is in there 148 times? How many knows that your God didn't come to stay, He came to pass? God didn't bring you here for you to stay here. He brought you here to take you through. Come on, somebody. Teresa says it all the time. It's not what God brings us to, it's what God brings us through. Yeah. Hallelujah. And if God brings you to a thing, then God can bring you through a thing. Feel like shouting right now. If God gets me to here, He can get me all the way across. Say amen, somebody. I've got to hurry. So God gives you visions for your life and your kids and your marriage and your ministry and anything else that you're attached to. And then the question is what are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with what God's speaking to you? Because a vision is just a fantasy until you do something with it. And that begins with a prophetic proclamation. You got to prophesy. You know what we say here at Faith Point? You got to speak a thing. Come on, you don't stay silent on a vision. You prophesy it. And if you don't have anybody else to prophesy good things to you, then you prophesy to yourself. Look at yourself in the mirror and say, I decree and declare you are the blessed of the Lord. You are healed. I decree, I'm prophet. You can walk through your living room. I prophesy that this house is blessed. I prophesy that my marriage is blessed. I prophesy my kids are anointed. You can sit down at the table and have a stack of bills that high and begin to prophesy to them things and say, I decree and declare that I am blessed and I am favored of God and my seed exceeds my need. So I prophesy right now that there is favor and blessing. I prophesy raises and increase. Y'all acting like you don't care about money. I'm telling you, the Bible says it is God that gives you the power to get wealth. So don't buck up on that. If it wasn't for God blessing you, you wouldn't have two nickels to rub together. Come on, somebody. So prophesy to your bank account. I decree and declare that you are multiplied. I call in raises and bonuses, and I call in jobs I don't even qualify for. I call in, they put my resume at the top of the stack. I call in the blessing of God in my life. Debt cancellation, bills disappear, bonus checks in the mail. I prophesy that thing. If you don't say anything, then you won't receive anything. Say nothing, you get nothing. I decree and declare my kids are anointed. My kids are blessed. Hallelujah. Whatever you call your, whatever you prophesy over your kids, that's what you're going to get. Call them stupid, fat, and lazy and see what you get. Now I decree and declare my kids are blessed. They walk in favor. They walk in increase. They walk with anointing. My kids are kingdom builders. My kids are anointing carriers. And you ought to prophesy over your church and your ministry and your pastors every once in a while. God, give my pastors a vision. Give them an anointing. Let them preach with power and authority. God, multiply this church. Make this church, God, make my church a powerhouse. Make it a magnet for lost souls. God, if nobody else will take them, send them to my church. We'll love on them. We'll pray with them. And we'll pray them through. You and you begin to prophesy things, things begin to happen. You want new things, and you got to start praying a new way. You want new things, you got to begin to prophesy new things. Well, we're doing all right. We're just getting by. We'll stay there then. Praise God for you. I'm looking for new things. Make a prophetic proclamation. You see something, you hear something, and you begin to prophesy it. Elijah said, get off of this mountain. I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. Hadn't rained in 3.5 years, but he said, there's a new thing coming. Abram walked by Sarah one day, and he said, you know what I'm going to do, babe? I'm going to change my name. Change my name to Abraham. Well, Sarah ain't dumb. She's like, Abraham, that word means father of many nations, and you're already 85, yo fool. Come on now, let's act like Sarah and Abraham are real. Come on, somebody. You've lost your mind. Don't bother me. No, Abraham said, Abraham, baby, come here. Come on, somebody. You got to begin to pray. Hallelujah. You got to begin to prophesy a thing. Noah walked up his wife and kids one day and said, hey, guess what? We're going to build a boat. And his son said, what's a boat? Because it has never rained before. We don't do boats. It hasn't rained. You got to understand, when he said we're going to build a boat, they didn't need a boat. There are nothing to do a boat with. And for 120 years, according to Bible history, Noah's out there building a boat. Everybody else thinks he's lost his mind. The sun has baked his brain. But Noah keeps saying, Noah, I hear something in my spirit. I see a big boat in my mind, and God has shown me how to do it. And God has shown me how to build it. And it don't make no sense right now, but I just feel like there's a new thing coming. Not only do you get a vision, not only do we make a profession, but we also have to be proactive and take possession. You got to go get it. Look at your neighbor and say, go get your stuff. It's one thing to speak vision. It's another thing to carry vision. It's one thing to think about vision. It's another thing to execute vision. So I wonder in this church if we got some people that are willing to stop being spectators and start being participators. Don't make me preach on the Tater family, because I can do it. Because some people are spectators. Some people are irritators. That's the whole of the message. I ain't going to bother you with that. I want to be a participator, not an agitator. I can't help myself. Come on, somebody. The Bible says in James 1 and 22, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. It's great to come to church and the man or woman of God preaches. Woo, praise God, that's great preaching. But if you go back out the door the same way you came in,
let's pray together. Father, we thank you for this day. Praise you for your word. I thank you for how you speak to our hearts. And we're excited about new things. You are a never-changing God, but you are also a moving God. And that moving is through our lives as you teach us how to be who you have called us to be. And you give us revelation of your word and you lead us by your spirit. And so, God, I thank you that even in this season of our life, that you have a plan and a purpose and a preference for us that is ever moving. I thank you that you've called us to grow up into you in knowledge and understanding. And I pray today for any person who might be listening who does not know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Let that be a new thing, a life of repentance and salvation. Let that work be done today. And I give you praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hey, friend, if you want to know more about making Jesus Christ your Savior and Lord, reach out to us today. You can reach us by going to our website, faithpointlexington.com. Click on Contact Us, and all the information you need is right there. And we will love to connect with you and pray with you and help you understand what it means to be a child of God through faith in Jesus Christ. And I would love to see you at a Faith Point worship service soon. Faith Point is located at 549 Parkside Drive in Lexington. We're on the north side of town, right off Paris Pike, right beside of Mary Todd Elementary School. Join us for our dynamic worship service Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. I know you will be blessed. I know you will feel welcome. And we would be honored to worship with you here at Faith Point. For more information about this great church, you can find us online at faithpointlexington.com. Now, if you would like to worship with us, but you can't join us in person, you can join us via live stream on Facebook or YouTube by searching for Faith Point Lexington. The entire service is live streamed every Sunday morning beginning at 10:30 a.m. Thanks for making Faith Point part of your time of worship and the study of God's Word, and I'll join you tomorrow at this same time on this great Christian radio station. And until then, you have a great day.
The preceding program is sponsored by Faith Point Lexington.
Radio that makes a difference. Central Kentucky's Life 99.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, president of Life Issues Institute.
A man posted on Reddit asking for advice. His girlfriend became pregnant, and they talked briefly about keeping the baby as if the alternative was adoption, not killing the child. They chose the chemical abortion pill at 17 weeks, far beyond the FDA recommendation. They were at separate universities, so she had to go through the process alone. And lo and behold, they were shocked when a real dead baby came out. He said, "I had no idea this would happen. She's dealing with pain, bleeding, and likely depression. He's asking what more he could do. Get her to a pro-life pregnancy center where they can address her emotional pain and possible medical intervention. 5 states require teaching fetal development in high school.